Reformed Church.
You know, it's good to celebrate the day that Jesus conquered the grave, but if you're doing that today, you're 3 days late, because Jesus actually conquered the grave in his death and not in his resurrection. And people will often say and sing songs about the power that conquered the grave lives in me. But the funny thing is, God's power did not conquer the grave. It's actually the weakness of Jesus that conquered the grave. Because the Bible says very clearly, it says that Jesus was crucified in weakness. He was forsaken by God, and he was not being empowered by God on the cross. God had delivered him up to evil men. Jesus, again, was crucified in weakness, and it was his crucifixion that conquered death. And the reason why people typically think, in fact, I've never heard anyone outside this church say this, that people typically think that his resurrection was his victory over death is because it looks victorious, right? Your typical, if you watch a movie and they accomplish a victory, you know, the sun breaks forth from behind the clouds and every, you know, the enemies are dead and, you know, everybody looks really strong at the end, and that's what that's what we've been trained on how to perceive victory. So when Jesus, you know, the stone is rolled away and Jesus, you know, comes out of the tomb, it looks like victory to people, but that's not the victory. And it's very, very simple. The Bible actually says in Hebrews 2, you can look it up for yourself, it says that Jesus, it says, by his death, he destroyed him that had the power of death, that is the devil. By his death, not his resurrection. People will often also lump in, you know, everything, they'll say everything that Jesus accomplished for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. But those three things are not appropriate, I guess you could say, for lack of a better word, to attribute victory to, because it's only this death that accomplished the victory. And again, that's Hebrews chapter 2 for you. It says it was by his death that he destroyed him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Furthermore, in Colossians chapter 2, it says that God was nailing the hostility, just paraphrasing for the sake of time, that he was nailing the enmity and the hostility of the law to the cross in the body of Jesus. And when referring to the cross, it says that that in it, in the cross, again, Colossians chapter 2, in the cross, Jesus triumphed over principalities and powers. In the cross, not in his resurrection, in the cross. And the reason why, if this sounds maybe strange, if you've never heard this before, the reason why it's actually very simple to understand is because the way that Jesus defeated death for us was by fulfilling it. The reason why we can say today, and again, people may not see this, but the death that Jesus was conquering also, this is a whole other message that we've taught plenty on this before, but the death that Jesus was conquering wasn't what we would say like spiritual death or separation from God, even though he did reconcile us to God. Jesus died physically to redeem us from physical death. And that's why the Bible says that now the Holy Spirit can give life to our mortal bodies, and that includes healing and youth and all of these different things. But the way that Jesus conquered physical death that came through Adam, because it was physical death that came through Adam, the Bible says the body in Romans 8, the body is dead because of sin. Physical death came through Adam, and that's why people die today physically. And so if Jesus was just conquering spiritual death, he would not have had to die in a physical body. Sometimes that kind of, we gloss over that, you know. We say Jesus took our sin, and therefore what does that mean for us? Because Jesus took our sin. That we can be what? Cleansed of that sin, right? We don't have to be sin anymore because he was for us. Well, what happens when Jesus physically dies? What do we say as believers? Everybody still dies. So it's kind of funny, right? He took sin so he could take it away from us, but then Jesus took physical death, and instead of, as the church, us saying, well, now he's taking that away from us so we can be healed, so we can live really forever if we would receive that. But he took sin so he can take away our sin. He took physical death because he died physically in a body, right? But then we don't say so that he could take it away from us. We just say, well, so we can go to heaven, which is inconsistent, right? So much teaching behind what I'm saying right now, but let me just kind of sum this up by saying this, that it was Jesus' death, though, that conquered physical death. Physical death has been conquered. This is why, if you'll notice, the Bible says the graves were opened. That basically means everybody was set free from their graves, and I'm talking about physical graves, right, for their physical bodies. And that happened at Jesus' death. When Jesus said, it is finished, it says the Bible says that the rocks were rent, the veil was torn, and the graves were opened. At what point? At his resurrection? No, at his death. His death is what fulfilled our death. He died physically, so you wouldn't have to die physically. This is why in Jesus' earthly ministry, and even after that, physically dead people could be raised. If you've never asked yourself before, how could a physically dead person be raised? People say, well, the power of God. Well, it's not that simple because a price needs to be paid for that. Lazarus did not deserve of his own merit to be raised from the dead. Who paid for it? Someone had to pay. Everything we receive from God needs to be paid for because we don't deserve it. Lazarus didn't deserve it. And some Christians never ask themselves, how could people be raised from the dead? Who paid for that? And the answer is very simple. Jesus died physically. He died Lazarus' death. He was coming to die Lazarus' death, which is what makes it just that he can say, Lazarus, you don't have to be dead anymore because I've come to fulfill your death. You see, that's why you're set free from death today, which includes sickness and aging and all of these different things and just lack of strength or even just being tired. It includes actually all of that. There's scripture for all of it, what I'm saying right now. But for the sake of time, like I said, I just want to tell you that Jesus did come to accomplish a victory over death, but that is not today. Today, there's nothing wrong with celebrating Easter, but Jesus' resurrection is just sort of the result of what he paid for at the cross. It's because Jesus conquered death in his crucifixion, and it was finished at the cross, which is why he could be raised. It's because Jesus accomplished our death at the cross, which is why now physically dead people today can be raised. I've heard of people being physically raised before, and we plan on doing this, you know, many more times over at this church as well, to raise physically dead people from the grave, just like Lazarus, just like Tabitha, just like, you know, all the people that Jesus raised even in his earthly ministry, or Elijah with the widow's son and all of this. But it's just so important to know that the reason why that can happen and people can live and not die physically, the reason why you can be healthy and not die physically, is because death, physical death that came through Adam, the body was dead because of Adam's sin, and that was accomplished and fulfilled at the cross. And if he died your death, then you don't have to die. If he took your sin, then you don't have to be sin anymore. If he took your pains and your sickness on the cross, as Isaiah 53 very clearly says, then you don't have to go through pain and sickness anymore. Jesus did things on the cross for us so that we wouldn't have to do it anymore, and he conquered all these things by fulfilling them. And people just don't recognize that so much. So his resurrection is just the results that Jesus was getting the spoils of his victory. You can get the spoils of Jesus' victory as well, but the victory, though, itself was at the cross. It was accomplished there for us, and he did so by fulfilling all these things so you wouldn't have to fulfill it in your own body. So there's a whole lot of stuff to say, So if that's new to anybody, you know, that's why we got a website full of material that we've taught on this extensively with a lot more biblical proof than I just gave you. But if you want to check out Hebrews chapter 2, though, in Colossians chapter 2, those would be two good scriptures to read about where Jesus' victory was really accomplished. It's the end of Hebrews chapter 2, and it's probably 3/4 of the way through Colossians chapter 2 is where you'll see that.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.